there are certain standards. I sort of consider myself at times the sports radio police. And that's not a role that's necessarily necessary. But I like to tell you what I think of my own industry. And unfortunately, there are times where I believe our entire industry gets blackmarked because of the actions of fools and idiots. And there's stuff that just goes absolutely over the line. And that's where you just, you get into an area where you get things like that went on with like the New York Mets this week. If people want to know why athletes don't like us as an industry, and I'm talking about sports radio talk show hosts and things like that, if you want to know why they don't, in the past 48 hours, and even earlier this morning, I heard a player get called you're a jackass. A player. Okay. I absolutely believe that there are players, and I believe there are talk show hosts too, that their behaviors are, they act like a jackass. It's one of the reasons why one of my favorite Twitter terms is jackassery, and I'll always hashtag it. Somebody conducts themselves poorly or steps out of line, their behavior is jackassery, as I'll call it. But I try not to do the you're a jackass thing, or you're a jerk, or you're a, especially when, if you're going to interact with people in this business, you understand with who would want to be attacked like that by people who don't know them. People have no clue who these people are. You have no clue. I hear so much misinformation about athletes and players. Well, I heard this guy's a real jerk, or I hear this guy is this, that, or the other thing. And I'm always like, wow, that's not the person I know. I hear it all the time about NFL players. People will say to me, boy, the NFL players are just such, especially when the whole Kaepernick thing was going on. And I was like, wow, I'm hearing negative things about NFL players. And I said, I've got to tell you this. I've covered professional sports for a long time. And over 30 years doing hosting, behind the scenes, things like that. And I can tell you that the NFL players, to me, collectively, are the best group. Best of the best that I've interacted with. By far. Best of the best. So they got to understand that sometimes there are reasons that they don't like the media. And this week in Kansas City, we saw one of them. Kevin Kitzman, a talk show host who you may not even know, decided to invoke Andy Reid's family in critique of Andy Reid. And then tried to do the worst apologizing that I've ever heard. The absolutely most embarrassing apology I've ever heard. And as Tyler came back with it at the top of the hour in that soundbite, I never want to be judged by my worst moment. I never want to be judged by if I was to slip up on a day or say something. Let's say I let Anthony, what's something that could get you a suspension for a couple days? Like just like cursing on the air or something like that could get you. I'm trying to think of something like that. What could get me in trouble where they'd say, John, you're going to take a week off and you're going to lose a week without pay, something like that. What would it be?
A disparaging remark maybe against a particular
person
yeah,
I get that. Yeah, that could happen. I mean, you know what it hasn't, though, is that I've been broadcasting for a long time, and I'm not going to knock on wood. I've never had it happen. And I think because there have to be certain standards that you uphold. And one of them is, if I'm going into a tirade or some sort of a rant and I'm criticizing Andy Reid, who, as you know, full disclosure, if you've listened to me for a long time on the network, I'm a huge Andy Reid fan. Love Big Red. Not only am I an Eagles fan, but I love Andy Reid and have had very few personal interactions with him. And I will forever Love Andy Reid. Big fan. I also was one of those fans who felt, though, it was time for Andy Reid to leave Philadelphia. So that's also full disclosure. And anybody who's listening to me knows that when the time came, I was like, time for Andy to move on. And I had no doubt that he would go somewhere else and be successful. I just thought that it had sort of played its course out in Philadelphia, and it was time to move on. And that played out, and they ended up winning a Super Bowl. A lot because of, you know, a lot of the things that Andy Reid had done in the history of the team and getting rid of Chip Kelly. But at no time would I be analyzing a coach or a manager or otherwise and feel the need to bring up how they manage their family life. There are certain things that are out of bounds. And I do believe that in today's day and age, in the shock jock, let's go, especially in the world of podcasting, there's a lot of it. And doing a podcast with Shaquille O'Neal, you may have heard of him. I love having my foot in the podcast world, having my foot in the terrestrial radio world, the local radio world. I love being involved in a lot of different things. But to me, in today's day and age, so many people just want to be heard and want that viral moment. They want something. So they push the envelope and push the envelope. And do I believe that this man wanted to bring up that Andy Reid can't fix people? He can't fix people, and he's shown he can't fix people in football, and that he's shown that he can't fix people in his family life. Not personal, like family life. Where his son died of an overdose. What they say is an accidental overdose at Philadelphia Eagles training camp back at Lehigh years ago. There are certain things, and if you do this for a living, or if you're just somebody who consumes this for a living, you know, you're out there in your car every day, and we appreciate you. Those of you listening on SiriusXM 206, radio.com app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, those of you who consume us on a daily basis, we love you for it. We really do. I had a high school kid intern with me for the week this week, and I asked him, what did he learn throughout the course of the week? And he sat with me taping the Shaq podcast. He sat with me last Sunday here in studio as we did this network show. He was with me all week on the local show in Atlanta on 680 The Fan, proud CBS Sports Radio home of the John Kincaid Show, Braves flagship. And he said, I realize, man, you have a really good job. You have a really good job. I do. It's a great job. And in fact, I would just ask, though, for those in my industry, can we be a little nicer? Can we set standards? If you want to criticize someone for the job that they do, bring your case to the table and do it. It doesn't need to be nasty. It doesn't need to be about their personal life. It should never be about invoking whether they have problems in their family life. That should never even come up. And if it is part of your repertoire, you deserve to be out of a job. You deserve to be out on your ass, is all I would say. And if more people in our industry held our industry to a standard, we might be better off. But for this Kevin Kitzman, disgraceful. And his apologies, worse. Worse. Steve Phillips from Major League Baseball Network Radio will join us around 40 minutes past the hour. And Steve will have his thoughts on the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season. He may, like me, question what the Mets and the Phillies are up to, among others in the National League East. I will say this. If the New York Knicks swing and miss, if they can't manage to land one of the big fish this offseason, I beg of you, I never want to hear the term the Mecca again. The Mecca again, we've talked about it, Madison Square Garden. No, it's the Mecca. No, do you see what the Mecca is? The Mecca is some place that people journey to, the people aspire to get to. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again to you, and hopefully this will be the last time. If the Knicks swing and miss, enough about the Mecca. Let's not spend another year speculating on what major superstar is going to want to go to the Knicks. Because time after time after time after time, when they've had the opportunity to do so, the superstars have turned down the opportunity to be a New York Knick. The ball's in Kevin Durant's court. He's got the opportunity to change the talking points on the New York Knicks franchise for this modern era. a team that hasn't won jack since I was in the third grade, I believe it was. Second or third grade. Kevin Durant has the chance to change that. But if he doesn't, may we please retire the term Mecca, because it sounds stupid. Because all James Dolan's got is a pile of money. Pile of money. An opportunity waiting for him. And by the way, and a pretty good coach that he brought in, a guy I like a lot. Coach Fizz has got it going on. I believe he interacts extremely well with the modern athlete. He is a fine ambassador for the sport and for his and for his team. If they can't land Kevin Durant to come to New York now, I don't need to hear about the Mecca ever again. We need a new talking point. At that point, let's get a new talking point, because it's not working. Because nobody else is buying into the Mecca. Again, a major superstar will have passed on the golden opportunity to go live in the scrutiny and the fishbowl that would be the New York Knicks.